you were picked up yesterday after what kind of was a crazy, I can imagine, experience. Tell us, if you can, from the start, how this all happened.
When it happened, it's one of these things of the chain of events. What happened is that a component on the steering gear on my boat failed. And this component was a lump of stainless steel weighing about 2 pounds, and it cracked in half. The last thing I thought would ever happen, and that meant I couldn't steer the boat. And so eventually I was put in contact with the Norwegian Coast Guard service, who are quite wonderful, and they sent out a ship 100 miles into the sea to give me, to help me. And this was yesterday, they took me off my boat, and they tied my boat astern on a long line to tow her into Bergen. And during the night, somehow or other, I don't understand how, my boat Harrier slowly filled with water, and it proved to be impossible to get her back onto the deck of the ship. And she's gone down. I'm all right, but I've lost my lovely boat.
I mean, you say you've been sailing this boat for 10 years now. I mean, that's a really long time. And I mean, it must be such a horrible thing to lose.
Well, I've been sailing for 60 years, but I've been sailing this boat for 10 years. And it's a terrible thing. As I say, it's rather like a bereavement, really. You know, you get to love your boat. And I'm feeling pretty down at the moment.
Obviously, you've got a lot of experience sailing, but, I mean, the details that we were reading about 23-foot waves and gale-force winds, were you scared at all?
Well, I wasn't scared, because I have been through storm-force winds before on a number of occasions in small boats. And my boat was a good boat, and she wasn't in danger. You get wet and you get very tired because the motion of the boat is very rough and violent in rough water. So I was concerned and I was alert. I wasn't worried until I discovered that I couldn't steer the boat. This was really very worrying, of course. I could float there, but I couldn't go anywhere. And that's why the Norwegian Coast Guard came and fetched me, take me onto their ship. I'm on their ship now, going into Bergen.
The boat was kind of drifting towards the Total Gas platform. I mean, how many hours were you on board where you didn't have control, and what on earth runs through your head?
I was on board for about 12 or 15 hours, not able to steer the boat. The Total platform was worried that I would bump into them, but in fact we drifted at least a mile away, and that wasn't a problem. But they were worried at the time that I might, you know, bump into a gas platform. But I didn't. I could see that we were going to drift clear of the platform, and then I must have been taken off by the Norwegian Coast Guard about 4 hours later when their big ship arrived, which I'm on now.
You've been sailing for a really long time, for 60 years, you say. Has this, anything like this ever happened to you before?
No. I mean, I have had my troubles. You know, there are the dangers of the sea have affected me. But I've never been had a lost boat at sea, and I've never been picked up by a rescue ship. This is the first time this has ever happened to me in 60 years of sailing.
And you must have a lot of family and friends that, do they worry about you when you go out?
Well, I think they've got used to me, you know, over the years. They don't worry about me. I have got a number of messages now, email messages from friends saying, good heavens, what's happened? How are you? No, I don't think they worry about me, but they're used to hearing from me, from wherever I've been sailing to and what's happened. I've sailed my lovely boat around the world in her. And I published a book about it. So I'm used to the lovely boat, you know.
Tell us a little bit about the Harrier of Down itself, if you can.
Well, she was a small sailing boat, a small but very well built, very well designed, well built small sailing boat, 8 metres long. She was very adequately equipped for ocean voyaging. You know, she had everything that you need, and she was strongly built and well built. And I have sailed her through, you know, quite a big storm in Patagonia, South America. She sailed through that perfectly well.
And what happens now? What kind of remains of your journey? You're obviously en route to Norway, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yes. Well, I was going to spend the summer in the Baltic Sea investigating the Hanseatic League, the maritime trading association in the Middle Ages. And that was my plan, and that's why I was going to Bergen, because Bergen was a Hanseatic city in its time. And if you ask me what I'm going to do now, I really don't know. My plans have been all set at naught, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Does this put you off sailing at all, or do you see yourself back out there again?
I really don't know. I'm as interested in sailing as I ever was, but I'm beginning to worry that my luck is running out, that somehow this disaster was not expected, and it was caused by a minor failure of a piece of metal. So I don't have a good answer to your question, to be frank.
And do you feel as though you've kind of escaped with your life, or did you always feel like you were going to be okay?
Well, I always felt that I would be okay. I mean, the big Norwegian ship arrived and took me off Harrier, and Harrier was okay, except you couldn't steer her. Otherwise, she was all right. And it's last night when she was under tow behind this big ship, and the Norwegian Coast Guard did everything right and everything they could, but the under tow somehow Harrier filled with water. And the water weighs a lot more than the boat, and she couldn't be got out of the water. The line broke, and she sank.